This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 137 for Tuesday, January 13th, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
What's up, everybody? Brian's all discombobulated because just as he was hitting start, I didn't say wait, so.
Yeah, I wait like 5 seconds now. Just so you really doing it?
Yeah. I'm good. We're going to a Penn show. Oh, my God.
So unlike the last, three, maybe four episodes pre-show, we're doing this one at home.
I know. That's pretty cool.
I think we're feel fairly confident that packing is moving along as expected. So tomorrow will be the late night.
Tomorrow's the big push to get everything done. We've been busy in the store, so it's a little hard to pack when you're waiting on customers and showing pens, and it's been good. Dave's amazing.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous that we're not going to be done in time, but...
We will be.
So, okay. So what show do we have coming up here? Ta-da!
Paul Hurley's teasing me. Says, I'm very excited about a Penn show. How rare. Yeah, I gotta tell you, at the end of the year, when we get to the Columbus show, I will confess we're a bit fried. It's a lot of work, which we love, but it's physically demanding the way we do it. But to spend an extra night in a hotel on each side of the show really defeats the purpose. So we do what we need to do. I will say that as much as I love the Philly show, we kind of looked at each other and went, oh, man, we got to do this again?
Yeah, you get a little rusty, I think. But once we'll get into the swing of things, and then before you know it, it'll be L.A. will be here, and then that'll really
no.
jumpstart the year.
No.
Philly's going to be great. I'm looking forward to L.A. I'm already looking. I'm past Philly. I'm looking towards L.A. in February.
Philly is a great show. Bert does an amazing job. And Philly, as long as we don't get snowed in, Philly's a really good show. We get to see Steph, boatloads of people. You and Steph can arm wrestle again, and everything's good.
Shh, don't remind her. Don't remind her. Totally winning this year. I've been working out.
Okay.
I've been lifting laundry baskets full of pens is what I've been doing.
Yeah.
No, the weather looks good, I think, for Philly, and Steph will, I'm sure, will correct me in a couple of minutes here if I'm wrong, but it looks like it's going to be nice right around a little above freezing maybe even. So, of course, that's dangerous time for temperature for snow, but I think we're going to be okay, and... Philly's a bigger than expected show. Every time we walk into that room, and then we walk into the second room, I'm always surprised at how big it is. So,
well, Bert's got a great hotel picked out. Apparently, the hair of the dog ball is elsewhere this year, so the free entertainment is gone.
Did you ask him about that?
No, someone else told me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There is an auction, so that will be fun.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Is there anything on the website?
Probably not.
Here, why don't you ad lib? I'm going to check it out here for a minute.
And he's gone.
And I'm gone.
Philly's a good show. It's a great way to start the season. 16 hours is kind of an average drive to a show for us, so it's not too far, not too bad. But it's two full rooms of... vintage, modern, accessories, you name it. And I believe that Edison Pens will not be there, so we won't get to see them. But I know there are some new people coming. Bert has, the usual people. His website, has most of the vendors up there. Although, here's a little bit of funny trivia. Most shows, for some reason, Brian doesn't get a name tag, or he's left off the off the listing. So I got in touch.
How many years?
It's several. I got in touch with one of Bert's guys who's handling some of this. I said, you know, we're not on the site. Could you please put us on there? So they put Brian. Just Brian.
Just me.
So when I saw it, I'm like, awesome. Have a great time. See you when you come back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, how would that work?
No. Then you can stay and take a Dave. Dave and I are going to go.
That would be cool.
I'd break Dave into the
You would break Dave.
I'd probably break. I mean, Dave's
amazing.
Dave's a hard worker, but this is.
I think that part of why Dave came to work with us was because he didn't want that chaos and drama. So he's perfectly happy to stay home, mind the store.
Yeah, I know. I would love to get him to a show, though. It'd be fun to get him to DC or something like that if we could work that out sometime. But
yeah, that'd be great. So yeah, Philly. We leave Thursday afternoon. We get in Friday morning, just in time to unpack.
Do we have a departure time, by the way?
Like four.
Okay, that late. Okay.
Well, Dave will be back around 2-ish. Okay. 2:30, and so it just depends on how much stuff I can get packed in the car.
Okay.
It's always fun to get the boxes out and peel off the layers of tape. You'd be amazed at how much tape you fit on those boxes.
So. Oh, there's some comments in the chat that are just killing me.
You're talking about the Ina Desert Springs.
No. Anyway.
So
we'll get there Friday morning.
Mm-hmm, just in time to set up. I think there's coffee at 9. The show opens at
11 o'clock.
11? Okay.
Yeah.
And runs through what time? 5?
6 o'clock.
Okay, on Friday. And
then doors locked at 6:30. So if you're in there milling around and you're looking at stuff, they're not going to kick you out, but there's no re-entry, so after 6 o'clock, if you leave, you're done. So don't, and this goes for table holders too, don't forget something, because it's really hard to get back in a locked room.
Yes.
Once in a while, you can do it, but if we left a phone once in Raleigh, and it took a lot of work to try to
get
back in the room, and we had to have an escort, and we had to, you know.
I'm so bad about leaving my phone, and it seems like at least once a show in Columbus and every other year in Raleigh. Hey, get it? Raleigh?
Raleigh, I heard you. I got it.
I forget something, and I feel so bad for making them open the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's one of my – I want to try to be better about that this year.
Yeah, I would say. So 6:30, doors are locked, no re-entry, overnight security, which is awesome. We love that. Saturday is going to be the big day, I think. 8 o'clock set up for us, and we get continental breakfast, which I'm excited about.
We do. Bert always has a good breakfast.
Yep, and show opens at 10 o'clock, so get there early. A couple of classes. Deb Basil is doing her calligraphy class. From 12 to 2, includes a free calligraphy pen. I don't know if there's a fee for that. Usually there is, huh?
Usually.
Deb's class. I think it's like $25 or something. It doesn't say here, but...
But it comes with materials, yes.
Yep, comes with materials, so well worth it. Susan Worth's doing a handwriting class at noon. Roger Cromwell's doing a class at 1 o'clock. Buying and selling pen collections. He always has interesting take on things. It usually runs about an hour, sometimes an hour and a half. Definitely worth checking out. If you've never checked it out before, it's worth checking out. He's got an interesting take on buying pens. And it's kind of fun because I've gone a couple times, and he'll have a collection of pens there. Then he has everybody try to assess what they think the value of that collection is. So it really gets your head thinking about what what you should and shouldn't value, or how you should value things if you're going to buy a whole collection. Because sometimes you don't have time to sit there and go, okay, well, this one's worth 25, and this one's worth 150, and this one's worth 300, and this one, well, it's got a crack. I mean, you don't have time to do that. You have 25 pens, 16 pencils, and here's what the price is. So.
Yeah, he has seen an awful lot of pens in his time. So. Let's see, Saturday night is the auction?
Yep, show closes at 5.
Awesome.
So it closes a little bit earlier than it does on Friday, but the doors are locked again at 6:30, which is weird because it says it closes at 5, but the auction starts at 6:30. So you've got an hour and a half after the show closes, probably actually by the time you get everything covered up and everything ready, you got about an hour to eat, which is always tough. And then that also includes time for you to examine the auction pens. We'll see what they have this year. I don't remember if I bought anything last year. I don't think I did. I think I managed to escape. But are you working the auction?
I will find out on Friday when we see Gary Garner and he says, would you be willing to work? And I mean, I can trust Steph to just elbow you really hard when you're not supposed to be bidding, or I'll just give you the look from up front.
You know, I can distract her just as much as she can distract me.
Okay.
I could pull out some stops. I've got some pens here. I could just...
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, auction on Saturday night, definitely worth checking out, I'm sure. Usually some good stuff in there. And then Sunday, pretty much the same kind of deal. Show opens at 10.
Oh, we can sleep in a little.
We can sleep
in actually,
a little bit. We got breakfast at 8, so.
Yeah, I got a meeting.
Oh, when you got a meeting? Oh.
I may have to sneak out of the meeting to go get breakfast.
Well, I'm going to go get it twice. there we go. Whoever was betting on food at 8:12.
Tim Girdler's in the chat with me. Tim, you and I, we're just going to have to excuse ourselves from the meeting, run over, grab breakfast, and come back. What do you say?
So.
There we go. It's a good show.
Yeah. Deb Bales is doing another different writing class on Sunday. So if you go for 2 days, you can get 4 hours of Deb Bales.
She's amazing. We haven't sat in, but everybody who attends one of her seminars says she is just phenomenal. We really need to sit her down with one of the show organizers and schedule an evening class because I would kill to take that. I would.
Yeah, you know, the problem with the evening though is usually by the time evening comes around, it's, you know, we're tired, so it's even evening is tough. I would say morning, but that's not going to work either. You know.
Yeah. So.
I don't know. Figure something out. We should have Deb come up to Appleton.
I know. We've tried to look into that.
Just we should look
to make
hard.
It financially feasible.
Yeah, we need to make it financially feasible. Yeah. Show ends at 4:00 on Sunday, so if you're only coming on Sunday, get there early.
Yes. Because people do start to pack up to go catch flights, to get ahead of the traffic and all that. We will be there till the very end. We will probably be the last ones there.
Last or second to last. Sometimes it's a...
Richard and Evelyn Vaca, and you and I. I don't think that Terry Mayhorder will have as much. I think he's only got one table at this show. One or two, but...
Sometimes Mario.
But Mario kind of takes his time a little bit. He doesn't... pack as urgently as we do.
Right. So.
Which makes me jealous.
Makes you jealous. they changed the... we should talk about admission price. Daily admission is $10.
Okay.
And that gets you in Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can get a two-day pass for $15. So if you're coming Saturday, Sunday, definitely get the two-day pass.
Yep.
Or all 3 days, you get the trader pass. It's $45, and if you're doing math, you're saying, "Well, I can get a $10 every day. That's $30. 45 gets you in from 8 to 10 as well as the rest of the show. So, and especially on, and that doesn't, it's not so much on Friday, but on Saturday and Sunday mornings when, you know, when we're already set up, that's some good time to do some
serious one-on-one time.
Yep, some good hunting, some good deals can be made, especially Saturday morning. So 3-day Trader Pass, $45. You can come Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you are under 13 or you have children under 13, they are free.
So if you bring them.
If you bring them, yeah. They're free. Well, they're giving away children under 13.
Awesome. Why didn't I know that? We could have given away our 13-year-old when she was 13. There will be... I'm guessing Deb will do a Pens for Kids seminar. We will have scavenger hunts if you bring children with you. And there will be magazines.
Magazines. Lots of magazines.
Lots of magazines.
It's for everyone. Everybody gets a magazine.
Well, I'm bringing some for Fountain Pen Hospital. And then we'll have some for John Veeley will be there. And we'll have some for the front registration table to give away. I'm determined to get rid of all these magazines.
Yeah, to put it into perspective, we could wallpaper our basement with magazines and still have more.
The whole magazine, not just pages from... Yeah, it's...
Yeah, the whole magazine, yeah.
It's crazy.
Do we want to talk about who else is going to be at the show? I'm looking at the exhibitor list here. You know, I mean, you can just, it's a who's who of...
Everybody.
Everybody.
It's going to be awesome.
My buddy Bob Nuren's going to be there. Love Bob.
We love Bob.
Franklin Kristoff, of course.
You betcha.
Mike Quitt is going to be there.
Oh, cool. It'll be good to see him.
Bert Olzer, obviously. Hey, Perry Shubin's on here.
Perry Shubin's going to come, and that leads me into we will be delivering online purchases to the show if you want. So, for example, we are bringing a specific bottle of ink for Harry. We've got a specific something for Tom Levian. Julie emailed me today. So if there's something you're looking for, you can buy it online and just choose in-store pickup, and then in the notes say, please deliver to me in Philadelphia, and we are happy to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Just make sure to definitely include the note, because we're still doing the free shipping thing now, so
we're just in pack and ship mode all the time.
Yeah.
Stephanie's bad tonight. John Colton possibly will be there. This may be the show you don't get an Omaha's.
Oh, well, I didn't get one last show.
Yeah, but you'll get one in L.A. Wasn't he across the aisle from us?
In
L.A.
In L.A., yes, he was.
Yes, yeah. Because Paul kept walking back and forth.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Paul.
I don't see him on the list here.
Okay. I'm not sure where he's from, but who else will be there?
Wow, lots of people. Dave Ushkow's going to be there.
He's always there.
Mm-hmm. If you know Dave, Dave's got some killer pens.
He does.
Is Kenro going to be there? I see Ryan's
I
name on here for Kenro.
Yep.
Kenro's going to be there. Of course, that's Schaefer, Aurora, Omas,
DeGrappa.
Kenny, our good buddy Kenny Jones from Yaffa.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to be there. Who else do we have here? Tim Girdler, of course.
Yes.
Ed Fingerman from FPH.
I'm excited to see Ed. We had a lovely conversation on the phone the other day.
Yeah.
He's a sweetie.
Bob Everett, the son of the former vice president, Schaefer Canada, however that works. Jimmy Dolev.
Oh, it'll be good to see Jimmy.
Yeah. Yeah. Lee Chait. Actually, that reminds me, I gotta get some Parker 75 parts from Lee.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Richard Binder, Jim Bear, you know.
There are a number of repair people who will be there. You've got Richard Binder, Tim Girdler doing nibs, and Jim Baer probably will be doing some repairs. We'll be picking up our pen flush from him. Lots and lots of pen flush.
So lots. And, you know, we could, you know, Gary Lair. I mean, you could go on forever, but everybody that's on this list, but I can't read them all.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's two medium-sized ballrooms. It's certainly not huge by any means, but you've got a number.
I think it's good size.
It's decent size. I mean, it's certainly not Columbus or DC or LA size, but it's a good size show. Well attended. Was it last year the mayor was there or 2 years
the
ago?
The mayor usually shows up. We never see him.
He goes in the very first room, right inside the door, makes a little speech, and that's it.
Yeah. And for those wondering where it is, sorry, what?
I just want to shake his hand, meet the guy.
It's at the Sheraton Philadelphia downtown, so that's on North 17th Street. I guess it's a little bit of a. If you're not from the area, check out the website philadelphiapenshow.com. There's good instructions on how to get there.
Yeah, don't ask us. It's a nice hotel. The food in the bar was good. The first year we were there, the beer was really good. Brian had a Philly cheesesteak one night. I don't remember what I had, but everything was really yummy. It's a good show. I mean, go. You should just go.
Yeah, it's the perfect way to start out the year. It's not a small show. It's not one of the big, five shows. It's a great show. It's really, really good show. Actually, at Philly a couple years ago, I got an Esterbrook Dipless Bill, what they call a bill signer, that was actually used by JFK.
That's cool.
Or something like $15 in a kind of a junk box. And it came in the original box with the piece of paper that says what bill it was used for. So you can find some killer deals at the show. And we're going to Sid's app machine is going to be there too. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I keep all these people coming at me. But so what else?
Well, we had a couple days of really, 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 really cold weather. It was really bad. So we did what we've done for the last several years, and we've held shipping on orders that included ink. And we emailed all the customers to say, it's going to be -4, -10, which is just inhuman. I'm sorry. It's just not normal. It's not healthy. But if it's going to be that cold, we have an amazing mail delivery person, and she's always in the know, so she lets us know that, priority mail doesn't really sit anywhere for very long, but she's really good about, if she thinks that it's going to be too cold for ink, we absolutely trust her judgment. So throughout the course of the winter, if it's that cold again, we will do the same thing again. But I would rather delay a package a day or two than ship it knowing it will probably freeze and possibly break.
Yep.
And besides, we, can just, put them up against the windows and make it a little warmer for me. I'm kidding.
What?
It was very cold.
Yeah, it's warming up, though, so it's, I think we're...
Yeah, and it was only a couple days, but we do this every year when it gets to be really unsafe to ship ink. So, there you go.
I got a question. I'm completely off topic, off script. And I get this from reading a comment in the chat. When is InkoRimo? We're already halfway through.
I think it's February.
Is it February 1st?
I believe so.
So, we got that to look forward to. Pretty soon
We do. In fact, we had an InkoRimo letter slipped under our door a couple of years ago at the LA Hotel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One day, every day in February. Yep, InkoRimo.org, yep. So.
Yep. No, it's fun. We've already sold a number of our InkoRimo and InkoRino note cards. It's a good thing. In fact, I've already started writing letters. I try so hard every year, but we get behind. And this year, I don't know what's going to go on with cataract surgery and other old age things.
Fun stuff.
I know. So I just figured if I start now, and then I can, you know, it doesn't take much to just mail them. It's the writing that takes the hard part.
I'm gonna really try this year.
Okay.
I didn't do well at all last year. The year before, I tried really hard. I actually wrote several letters. None of them got out. I did. I wrote like five or six letters, like the first 5 or 6 days, and then I was gonna send them out, and you know, they never saw the light of day. So, but I'm gonna work on it this year. I'm gonna make a concerted effort to do it.
You can write them in the car.
I could.
lots of time in the car. I can't hear. No, it's all weird. People are messing with me. Anyway, to keep going, I'll try to keep up. Those are really cool. If I turn the volume down on my headphones, I can hear you through the door a little. But no, the new Retro 51, we're getting some cool stuff in. Dave and I decided the other day we were going through the Retro 51 catalog, and we decided we needed some Harley Davidson pens. So we ordered some. They're kind of cool. Yeah. And let's see, you talked about the new popper. It's called the number four ever. I think it looks like those little candies that you get at Valentine's Day that say, you know, like, hug me and I love you and all those, the little candy hearts. Those are cool. And then it also glows in the dark. Come on, that's cool. All right. Let's see what else is new. We did get in some new stationery. Did you talk about that? All right, we got in some new Clairefontaine stationery sheets and envelopes. I know, not very exciting. We've had a big call for them in the store, so we got those in. I got them up on the site. No pictures. We'll work on that soon. And a lot of things, finally, are being restocked. We've got Twisby on order, and I got tracking on that. Not everything we wanted. Philip emailed and said that he's just got a lot of things that are out, so he's sending what he can. We've got Pilot on order. I am still waiting for the restocking of the Burgundy E95S. I'm hugely grateful I got mine when I did.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
Well, there you are. We got Waterman Ink back in, finally, after being out for forever. So that was nice. Got that up. And we got poor Brian, he comes in for his coffee break just before our UPS guy, Chad, comes in. So Brian misses the Waterman Ink. We got Franklin Kristoff in, we got Visconti in, and it all comes in, and sometimes I'll text Brian or I'll just send him a phone picture, and he's stuck for the next several hours just thinking about it. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to share. It's not the same, I guess.
All right. What else?
That's about it. We've... Sorry? I think we did. Say that 5 times fast. Back to black is back. All right. No, I think we just have a couple shout outs and then we're done. All right. I would like everyone in the chat to please, I don't think he's in the chat.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. Everybody please type in happy birthday, Hugh. Go ahead, do it. Happy birthday, Hugh. 29 looks awesome on you, man. I'm telling you. Do we know what he did for his birthday? Went out to dinner, movie. Oh, that's right. That's right. Awesome. And also, this week on Friday, we have a weekly tradition at the store. And the three of us really, really love it a lot. And we are going to miss that. So, Dave, happy birthday this week. So, yep. His wife, Julie, said that he's probably relieved that we're going to be gone so that we can't make a big deal of it. You know, we've got a couple funny things planned, so it'll be all right. Other than that, I think we are about done. So apparently Brian's microphone is totally flaking out. So that's it. Use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911. Catch us online. Send us an email. Can they hear you? Hello. Lisa at AndersonPens.com. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and all those other social media as Anderson.
Big on Vine.
We are not big on Vine. All other social media as Anderson Pens. The blog is blog.AndersonPens.com, and the website is AndersonPens.com. Thanks for listening to the podcast and for putting up with Brian. See you next week. Good night.